Thank you. The political declaration on universal health coverage adopted by all member states at the UN General Assembly in September this year refers to both Almaty Declaration and Declaration of Astana on primary health care, committed to allocate additional budget for primary health care. Kazakhstan is a country that promotes strengthening of PHC globally. We have made bold political choices. 60% of all healthcare expenditure will be allocated to primary healthcare and public health services by 2025. In Kazakhstan, sexual and reproductive health services for women and youth are covered by government within the state benefit package of free medical services at all levels of care, including primary, specialized outpatient and inpatient care. 100% of Kazakhstan's residents, including migrants, refugees, and stateless persons, have access to the state benefit package that includes vaccination, full range on primary health care services, ambulance service, hospital treatment of all acute conditions and diseases. More than 400 types of free outpatient drugs, treatment of 25 socially significant diseases, including TB, cancer, and HIV. Since January next year, we will implement social health insurance system. It's a big reform for our country. Additional package of medical services will be available for insured citizens. The additional package will cover at least 94% of our population. The state fully covers insurance for 11 million residents, including socially vulnerable groups of the 18 million total population. During the transition to insurance scheme, healthcare spending will increase from the current level of 3.2 to 5% of GDP in 2025. Starting from 2020, additional 91 types of outpatient sexual and reproductive health services for adolescents and youth under the 28 years old will be covered by the insurance. We are committed to continue financing youth health centers in each region of Kazakhstan. The centers provide youth-friendly sexual and reproductive health information, counseling services. For this purpose, we will provide almost $19 million in the next 6 years. From 2009, the Code of Population Health stipulated a mandatory requirement to obtain a written informed consent from all patients before receiving medical services. This way, we ensure women and girls' right to free informed consent. This year, Kazakhstan initiated new important legislative commitment. We decided to reduce the age for receiving medical services independently without parental consent. This will allow girls and boys at the age of 16 instead of 18 to have access to previously inaccessible services. As said earlier, the Constitution prohibits any form of discrimination based on sex and any other circumstances. Since 2009, gender correcting operations have been allowed in Kazakhstan on a voluntary basis. Infringement of the rights and legitimate interest of HIV-infected persons is prohibited by law. To reduce stigma and discrimination of HIV-positive people, we adopted a national plan. HIV treatment is fully covered by the state. To decrease TB rate and mortality, in 2014, our government has adopted a comprehensive TB plan. We finance and support a national network of tuberculosis care providers, introduced modern diagnostic and treatment technologies, including innovative drugs under state budget. As a result, in the last 10 years, TB incidence decreased more than twice and TB mortality more than five times. Thank you for your attention.